This is the city. Cody, Wyoming. We are Scott and Russ reporting on a Thursday. We have items sent to us from the Cody Police Department covering activity from earlier this week. Was an arrest, 25-year-old out of Cody, arrested for driving while under the influence, backing without caution, hit and run, property damage, and no insurance. Why? Why aren't the insurance people lining up to take him on? He'll be in the hoosegow. I'm not sure exactly where the word hoosegow came from, but...
We'll look that up.
Yeah.
And I love it. Unsafe backing. That's when you throw it into reverse and yell out, good luck, everybody!
Yeah. Well, I don't think he yelled. He maybe mumbled something. So, stop looking at me. Crash.
You eyeballing me.
Trespass complaint, Salisbury, wanting a subject trespass from the property. Unknown where the subject is staying. Disposition, unable to locate. You mean the government doesn't know where everybody is? So, let's see. Suspicious activity, West Park Hospital, which is Cody Regional Health in some people's minds. A mysterious suitcase by the emergency room entrance next to the trash can by the door. Disposition, assistance given. So, it's a suitcase of mystery. Let's open it.
No, don't. Oh, and by the way, Scott,
Huscao
comes from the Spanish juzgao, which is the word for a tribunal or courtroom. It shifted to mean a jail because the two were often in the same building, and they said the path from one to the other was often swift and certain.
Oh, that's...
Sounds rigged to me.
Yeah, it does sound... really.
Juzgao!
Yeah, juzgao. So,
yep.
Spanish word.
Yep.
So. Let's see, animal stray at Heritage Bakery. Small dog in the backyard with it licking its chops. Returned to owner. Patrol extra disturbance. Mountain View Manor. RP states that they like to speak to an officer about the occupant at the above address. Disposition unfounded. Trying to rat out their neighbor. And they went over there and there was no problem. So, nuisance complaint on 32nd Street. RP is staying in an RV at the above property. Her neighbor talked to her about their generator being too loud at night, but she needs to run the air conditioner. Like to speak with the CEO. Just camping out on 32nd Street needs the air conditioner on at night. Doesn't want to use a campground spot. Yeah. No. Then the neighbor's saying, you're running your generator at night. We can't sleep. So, sorry, I need air conditioning.
Mm-hmm.
Disturbance at Granite Court. RP says that the added individual is parked in a driveway and won't stop honking the horn. Assistance Kevin.
Just loves that sound.
Sort of the lazy guy yelling Stella, you know, instead get in the driveway and honks. Oh. Because I'm too lazy to get out and yell, just going to honk.
It takes a lot of work.
Yeah. Motor vehicle crash. Walgreens, RP witnessed a hit-and-run disposition. See, case, that helps out. And this occurring at, it's about 8:30 at night, not quite the drunken hour. Just Walgreens, you get a little tight parking over there.
It's a bit tight. But I'll bet they've got cameras on that parking lot, too.
That would be smart.
Yeah, it would be smart.
Let's see. Traffic stop. Failure to signal. That's everybody in Cody. Motor vehicle crash. Vehicle hit wall parked on 22nd Street. Let's go over here. Okay, there we go. Trying to get things to load in this computer, which is a Crinkle brand computer. there we go. Lots of activity going on. There we go. Theft. Juby's Trailer Court. RP says someone stole money, $5,000 from a briefcase in the house. The homeowner is in jail. Had someone watching the house. The man watching the house reported the theft to the property manager. The house sitter is there. He would not give the property manager his name. disposition, C case. So $5,000 in a case over at Juby's, Russ. And the guy's in jail who has the $5,000. So obviously he has money for bail, I think, you know.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Depending on how much the bail is. I mean, it could be over $5,000.
Yeah. But I think that's a lot.
Sounds kind of fishy to me.
Yeah, there's fishiness going on at Juby's. Disturbance, 23rd Street. RP, the owner of the house, says that they play music too loud and too early. He would like an LEO to go tell them to keep it quiet. Disposition, unable to assess.
Tell them yourself.
Yeah. He should have called ELO, Russ, Electric Light Orchestra. That's what I would have called. Tell him to keep the music down.
Play me a little Strange Magic.
Harassment, Mountain View Manor, RP State subject being harassed, has witnessed it. Disposition, assistance, Kevin. Lots of stuff going on at Mountain View Manor. So there seems to be some activity there. Let's see, littering, Bighorn Avenue, RP reporting, illegal dumping, assistance given. So the dump's too far out. It's like 3 miles outside of town.
Can't someone else deal with it?
Yeah, it's a lot easier just to dump it on someone's property. So, yeah, because it's my world. So, disturbance on C Street. RB states that the house on the corner, people are partying.
The nerve!
RB says it's an ongoing issue. They're always partying. They come out in the morning with hats on.
I suspect hedonists.
Yeah. They got a special door just for the clowns that show up for the party.
Yeah, that little tiny car rolls up and 20 of them jump out.
There's confetti all over the place.
Yeah.
Animal call other. Bass Avenue, complaint of animal owner letting her dog roam the alley, causing other dogs in the neighborhood to bark. Disposition, assistance, Kevin. So do birds in my neighborhood, causing neighbor's dog to bark.
I'd like to file a complaint against those squirrels.
Yeah, the squirrels, too. They're
teasing my dog.
Yeah, I've got probably, I don't know, 5 squirrels living in my area, neck of the woods, and all the neighbors' dogs, they will let me know that the squirrels are taunting them.
Yeah,
so, threats, Green Acre Mobile Home Park, RP receiving threats from ex-boyfriend. Assistance, Kevin.
I just can't let it go.
Yeah, so you broke up with me, so I'm going to threaten your life. Because I was in love.
That'll make you want to get back together with
me. Yeah. Trespass complaint, Depot Drive, RP states there's a subject in a blue shirt laying on the ground with a tent. Disposition, unable to locate. So he got his tent and left. So.
Was the tent set up?
Yeah.
Or is it just laying there?
Yeah, maybe next to it. I don't know. Threats at A Western Rose Motel. I think they put the A in there so they'd be first in the phone book, I guess. A Western Rose Motel.
Not the Western.
No.
A.
Just one of the many that are in Cody.
There's so many.
Male wearing an olive cargo shorts, staggering around intoxicated. Assistance given. This is at 2:18 in the afternoon. Yeah. Let's see. Animal call other at Wyoming Legacy Meats, large boxer breed, disposition unfounded. He's heading to where the meat's produced.
Yeah, you bet.
Yeah, man, smart dog. Ready report on 17th. RP says the driver of the added vehicle is driving on the wrong side of the road, possibly intoxicated. Disposition, no action taken. So he's could be either drunk or British or both. Let's see, property damage on 13th Street. RP says someone pushed over his motorcycle.
Oh, great.
Disposition, see case. So either that or you're in Cody and the wind sometimes blow. You don't know. You know. harassment on public street. RP in the lobby, like speaking to officer in reference to the listed male harassing her. So it may be a courting ritual. It may be after a courting ritual. You know. Animal stray, Cody Rodeo Grounds, RP says Australian Shepherd running through the parking lot. Disposition unable to locate. You'd think at a rodeo someone could catch it. There are lots of guys with ropes and horses and stuff.
Yeah,
we can't catch a dog. We can catch a calf, can't get a dog. Animal noisy on Holler Avenue.
Hey!
RP says there's a dog that's been barking for an hour and a half. Disposition assistance. Kevin, you'd think you'd be used to stuff like that on Holler. I don't know. Harassment at Michael's Tacos. next to Stan's Chinese food.
It just screams Spanish food.
It does. Mike's.
Way to go, Mike.
RP states that her daughter was followed from work all over town by the listed female. Disposition assistance given. So she would have just went home or go to the law enforcement center. A lot of times they cut off the following once you pull up there. So,
oh, hey, we don't want to go here.
Yeah. Miscellaneous assistance, Cody Law Enforcement Center, RP in the lobby. I'd like to speak to an officer regarding questions that he has. Disposition, assistance, Kevin. Some of them may be pertaining to law. We don't know. So, but he's got a lot of questions. Could be about his hairline. We don't know. Trespass complaint, Parkway Trailer. RP would like a couple females listed below trespass because they're causing problems. Disposition, unable to assist. We're not going over there. So, miscellaneous assistance, Blue Water Court. RP would like to speak to an officer about her neighbors intimidating her.
Wow. Are we talking dirty looks or more?
Yep, maybe they're dressing better than her. And
I can't keep up with the Joneses.
An intoxicated subject, Park County Complex. Out with an intoxicated subject. Disposition, see case. Don't know this had anything to do with Brewfest that might have been going on at that same location. Could be.
Could be.
So, anyway, that is today's version of Scott and Russ's Police Blotter, brought to you by Aldridge and Dewitt Center, where sometimes Tim dresses to intimidate. Anyway, I appreciate the Cody Police Department for today's Police Blotter Report.